So who is this again?
Desiree. Yeah.
Okay, it's a little after 9 on Sunday, and I'm doing my usual phone call to Miles's house, and I get Desiree on the phone. Now, I actually talked to you for a couple minutes here, and I'm actually recording you because I kind of forgot who you were, but you were the overnight guest.
No, pardon, I can hear that part.
You were the overnight guest.
Yes, I was once an overnight guest here.
Mm-hmm. Are you our overnight guest again tonight?
Yes.
Are you really? Mm-hmm.
I'm an overnight guest.
Again, huh?
Yeah, I just can't get enough.
Enough what? Flagellants? Because, I mean, that's all that guy's putting out.
Yeah, hold on. It's so hard to hear you over the shower.
Who's in the shower?
In the shower. I'm washing him down. Washing him down.
Are you shaving his back?
Yes.
Where's my towel?
Where's your towel?
You don't need a towel. The bed's heated. He wants a towel. He can just sponge off.
I think it's probably in your best
bed.
Interest.
He's going to get wet there anyway.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, but usually it's not from the back of his head, you know?
It's not the back of his head?
It's usually not wet on the back of his head, where the back of his head's at. But anyway.
Well, I don't know. I can't tell because he's tied up to the bedpost.
I think it's your best interest that he took a shower first, because he's a pretty grungy guy, you know?
Well,
you should ask him about his sergeant stripes.
By taking a bath, you can explore all your body parts.
Personally, I mean, just
clean
like
them
by
at
yourself.
The same time.
By yourself, or are you talking about together, or what?
Well, I'm helping him this evening.
You are.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm giving him a little hand bath. Little hand bath never hurt anybody. Now did it.
So is it true that he has his initials shaved in his pubic hair?
He has my initials on his pubic hair?
No, he has his own initials in his pubic hair.
In his pubic hair?
Yeah.
Well,
there was this rumor that I heard via his significant other that he has his initials shaved in his pubic hair.
Well, now, you know, really, I'm just impressed because his pubic hair actually matches the hair on his head. Now, you know, I go for the platinum blonde look, and my hair there doesn't match the hair on my head, so I had to go out and buy this new hair color called a Snatch to Match.
And who's that by? Who makes that? What brand name is that?
Who makes that?
Yeah, like L'Oreal, or is it VO5? I mean, who is it? The Snatch to Match?
Debbie does hair jobs.
So what you're telling me is not only does he have a receding hairline on his head, he has a receding pubic hairline down below as well. Is that what you're saying?
Wait a second, I gotta get him the fingertip towel. Hey, get the fingertip. Are you as exhausted as I am?
Hey, look at. I'm only 3 inches from the floor.
Wow, and you're even standing on a chair.
Oh, yeah, he must be laying on his stomach.
He's not laying on his stomach.
Yeah.
He's standing on a chair.
Yeah.
Now he's on a 7-foot ladder now, and it's just like an inch from the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure who this is. I think it's a telemarketer.
I don't know. Are you from the Burlington Escort Service or something? Because
love for sale.
Wait, what time is it? Oh, no, it's
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Oh, my gosh. I'll be waiting for you. It's time we go again.
It's
we
not,
have to go for another round. So
are you guys like
later.
On a cycle or something? Are you trying to...
Hello?
Miles?
Is anyone there?
Hello, Miles.
Hello, yes.
Hey, what was all that about?
I was just taking a shower
Well, evidently, we were just talking to a person named Desiree, and she admitted to me that she was the overnight guest.
Yeah?
And she's there now, and she was telling me all about you.
Yeah, she's helping me out while my wife's out of town.
Yeah.
Helped me watch the kids and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, she told me that your pubic hair matched the hair on your head.
She wouldn't know anything like that, I'm sure.
And she told me that not only is your hairline receding, but your pubic hairline is receding as well.
I don't know. She wouldn't know any of this. I don't know how she would know it.
Well, that's what she told me.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, I don't know where she'd come up with these fantastic stories. But.
She was getting you a towel, and then you were talking about the length of your Johnson and all that kind of business.
Oh, yeah, well, I didn't know who she was talking to. I mean, you know.
She was obviously lying about the length of your Johnson, but that's beside the point.
Well, she wouldn't know, I mean, you know. Of course, she wouldn't see me naked. Or, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. So what was the deal? What's up? What's going on there?
Nothing.
Well, what's she doing there?
Huh?
What's Desiree doing there?
She's just helping me babysit kids.
Well, you haven't needed help before in the past.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know. The kids are getting older, though, you know, and...
So what's that mean?
Well, I mean, they need more work, you know. My wife's out of town, and...
Well, where'd your wife go?
She had, like, a conference to go to, and...
What would that be?
Something for school or something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So how's it going?
It's going good.
What was that?
It's going good. See, I'm watching kids. You can hear kids, right?
Well, I'm kind of more interested in the whole Desiree answering the phone and then talking to me about your pubic hair.
Yeah, well, you know, she's kind of a wild spirit, though. I can't.
Does your wife ever listen to the show, Miles?
What?
Does your wife ever listen to the show?
Not this show.
She was also telling us about her hair coloring that she uses.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's called Snatch to Match.
Snatch to Match.
She didn't know who made it, but L'Oreal or I don't know what it was. But,
yeah.
Evidently, she's not a natural blonde, and she was telling us about it.
Well, that is true. I mean, she probably is not.
What is?
She probably is not.
She didn't talk about doing the eyebrows, though, so
yeah.
I don't know what the deal is with that.
Yeah.
So what's going on there?
Oh, nothing. Just taking a shower, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's going on this week? Anything?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know what's... I think something's going on there, I tell you the truth. I don't know exactly what it is, but something is definitely...
I was just taking a shower. I felt dirty, and I thought I should take a shower.
Well, if that was the case, you'd probably be taking a shower all the time. As many dirty thoughts as run through your mind all the time. I mean, heck, you turn on the television and you're having impure thoughts. So. Gee, you know that local newscaster lady looks kind of... I gotta go take a shower. How come Danny's always in the shower? We were also talking about your tattoos.
Yeah.
Evidently you have the best tattooed on both hands.
Really?
Yeah. I never noticed that, but she enlightened me.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah.
So you're back from Minneapolis.
Yeah.
You're all intact. Are you going back to Minneapolis?
Or? No, I'm not, no.
Oh, okay, good.
I was kicked out of Minneapolis. So
you were kicked out, probably from all your charges on the Spank Division there.
Yeah, the Spank Division, I had the record for like $180 in Spank Provision.
No, we're not paying for that. That's not an expense account. I had clients in the room. I swear I did.
They wanted to watch it.
Yeah, and that didn't even include the sheet cleaning costs. towel service. Yeah, you guys were all giving specimens into the glasses that were in the room as well, yeah. So nothing's going on, huh?
No, it's quiet. It's quiet, Bob.
You got a story this week or what?
I have some stories for you, sure.
Other than the one about you getting a hand job in the shower by Desiree or something?
Yeah, well, no, she's just helping babysit this week. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you inspecting her dark roots while she was inspecting your dark roots?
Well, let's just say the drapes don't match the carpet.
Okay? Yeah, okay.
The drapes don't match the carpet. So
what's...
You can hear kids, right?
Hey, I wouldn't put it past you for having sex in front of the kids. I don't know. If you could get your jollies off and the kids happen to be watching, I don't know, Jurassic Park or something, you probably would go for it. You know what I mean?
That sounds like your house.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you wouldn't drop the pants, but you certainly would open the fly.
Please.
You would open the fly and let a little action happen, I think.
Please.
As long as you kept it, you know.
Please.
Kept everybody turning around. Go look at the TV. Kids, yeah. TV's on. You love TV. Don't
whatever.
Worry about the moaning.
Whatever. You know, whatever.
Your dad's okay. There's nothing wrong with him. I'm just bandaging a wound. First, I got to clean it off.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. I'm just dumbfounded by this whole ordeal here. I don't even know.
I'm just taking a shower. I don't know what the big...
My loyalties are torn.
I felt dirty, thought I should take a shower. That's all.
Yeah?
You know.
So, should I refer to you as the Reverend Miles title from now on, or what? Possibly.
No, you may not. I know what you're alluding to.
You know.
Yeah.
Hypocrisy is to democracy what fornication is to masturbation. I do not masturbate, therefore I fornicate when the urge hits me. Yeah, poor Jesse got caught, huh?
Yeah, he did. He did, bless him.
I think, the funny thing was, I was thinking about actually, before all this came out,
uh-huh.
And I know no one will believe me at this point, but I was thinking, I was going to go to a website and, like, pay $10 and become a reverend.
What?
Yeah, I was actually thinking about, you remember, like, back in, we were, like, not even born yet or, like, really young, but it used to be to dodge the draft, people would be ordained ministers in order to get out of going to Vietnam.
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know? Like, in Rolling Stone, the back of Rolling Stone, it used to be you could send off, pay some money, become an ordained minister, and then whenever you went, got called for duty,
uh-huh.
You could say, well, I'm an ordained minister and I can't, kill people.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, people try to get out, right?
Right.
Either go to Canada or stay in college or, the ordained minister. So I was thinking it'd be funny if I became the Reverend Bob Lament through one of these, like, fly-by-night things where you give them, like, $10 and they send you a paper and ordain you in, like, the Church of Insanity or something. And then I would just be calling myself the Reverend.
The Reverend.
You know?
You should do it.
And then now that Jesse Jackson is going through all this, I can't see any reason why I shouldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it would hamper me in the least.
No.
In fact, it probably would improve my odds.
I think you should do it.
It would improve my odds if I had the Reverend in front of my name.
That would be great.
I think that and a wedding ring?
Yeah.
Instant chick magnets.
Ding, 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 ding.
So, yeah, maybe I'll do that. So in the coming weeks, people should listen, and I'll tell you when exactly I become the Reverend.
You could be like the next Jim Baker or something.
Yeah, Jerry Falwell.
Jerry Falwell.
I have sinned
against
you. Oh, wait a minute. I'm reading the bylaws here, and it says it's perfectly legal for me to do that. I know they say it's wrong and it's bad, but as far as the sin part, it's forgivable.
Yeah.
It's forgivable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at. See, I thought that, the timing of that is just, like, amazing with all this going on. I thought, wow.
Yeah.
This is a sign that tells me I should probably become ordained.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think it's a sign of something. I don't know. I would be all for it, though, if you were,
You would?
Yeah.
Would you pitch in for the effort?
Yeah.
You give me $5 toward this, Miles?
I will. If you will help me buy my next Girls Gone Wild collection.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of a trade-off, essentially.
Because my birthday is coming up.
You'll say, you keep your money and I'll keep my money and we'll get what the fuck we want.
Yeah. I mean, I might be getting a present a little bit later, but right now.
I think you already got your present for the next 10 years.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think any hand other than your own touching your meat is pretty much is pretty much the present for you for the rest of your life. The last time that you got handled like that was your sponge bath whenever you were in the hospital after an accident, you know.
Oh,
and she wasn't even a willing participant. She kept saying, "Calm down, Mr. Titles, calm down. I'm going to have to leave."
In one pocket, so I've had no sex life at all.
Yeah, I'm going to stick you with a syringe. If you we're going to take out a quart of blood if you don't.
Yeah.
No?
Hey.
Well, we have some really odd fans out there, Miles.
Yeah.
We're kind of doing the show backwards because when I call, I got Desiree, and so...
Yeah.
We're, like, launching this whole Desiree thing. I wanted to talk on the phone with me, and she was hemming and hawing, maybe not. And so I finally got her on, and
yeah.
And she talked to me for a while. And we know a little bit more about Miles Title than maybe we want to know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if he's going to get some kind of pube tube or something whenever it finally goes away. But everybody's going to be, you're going to be at the gym, and they're going to go, "Isn't that a piece of carpet from out in the hallway?" That you got down there on your genitalia? No, no, it's not. But anyway, so anyway, now we're getting back to the part I was going to start off the show with here at the end, which is you received a very interesting fan picture. It's on the other section of the website. So after you get done listening, go out to the buttons, click other, and we'll just call it Miles Title's biggest fan. And then you click on the link there, and it'll take you to a picture that Miles has received. This is our biggest fan right now, right?
Oh, it might be.
So he's let's just say he's decorated a part of his anatomy.
Yeah.
One that's easily decorated.
You know, I've always wanted to have nudity on the show, but I never really wanted some guy's naked ass. You know.
So, yeah, so go to the other section of the website to see that. And I guess, you know, this is kind of like the backwards show or something.
Yeah, that is weird.
And I guess is Desiree spending the night then or what?
I don't know what her plans are.
I mean, Evidently, your plans right now are just all about rejuvenation. And
honey, are you spending the night?
Yes.
She's saying yes, so... Okay, here's your room over here.
Yeah, you're in the basement, Desiree. Yeah, as soon as these kids go to bed, Desiree, I got a whole box of Magnums waiting for you, honey.
Would you like me to finish the show by spanking Desiree?
There you go.
Would you enjoy that, or...
I think everybody would enjoy that, Miles.
Okay.
Here we go. This isn't one of your kids, though, is it? Because I don't want people to imagine...
No. Are you ready?
Sure. Hit it.
Don't stop.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like you're slapping your...
Paul's a man. He's a man.
Sounds like you're slapping your leg.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're slapping your leg.
Well, there we go.
Is she meowing like a cat?
I don't hear any meowing, but it could be arranged, I suppose.